Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I would like to think they almost, you know, pretty much daring us to run in a sense. Instead of, I mean, Joe Burrow, he ended up getting hot within these past few weeks. He rolling right now. So, I mean, we basically rolling the hot hand. And, you know, when my number called, I try to do whatever I can, man, to deliver. You know, like I said, I know it's going to be times where we pass more. In a sense, and we're going to need to pass more than we do to run. But at the same time, I know, you know, at some point down the stretch within these next games, hopefully we could keep playing, you know, after this one. But I know, like I said, for a fact that there will be a time where, you know, they're going to need me to come up big. And when my number called, I'll be there to deliver.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
We'll play a little trend or truth coming up around 11:20 Eastern time with the games this weekend. Right now, though, you know what we got to do. We got to dive into some props here, and we're presented by PropSwap, and we're going to look at some of our favorite available props on the PropSwap website. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. The football playoffs are here, and prop swappers are cashing in. Find the best odds on PropSwap when you buy directly from other bettors. Go to PropSwap.com or download the free PropSwap app today. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. Couple that I noticed on FanDuel for this early game on Saturday that are interesting to me. Joe Burrow, I always wonder with great quarterbacks when they start boosting the touchdown totals to 2.5, the passing touchdowns, right? Mahomes, long ago, you couldn't get 1.5 anymore. It just became ridiculous, right? He throws for 2 or 3 a game anyway. Burrow's still at 1.5. Now, it's juice significantly. You're paying a price. But I'd be surprised if Joe Burrow doesn't have 2 passing touchdowns in this game on Saturday.
How much is it juiced?
Minus 172.
No, thanks.
Yeah. But I would be surprised if he doesn't go over. I do like the over on his number.
Would you do over 2.5 if you could find that? Because that would be, that should be a nice pay.
Yeah, that would be.
Probably too high, but
yeah, that's what I was thinking. I don't think how many points are they scoring in this game. I don't think they score more than 3 touchdowns, so he's got to get them all then.
You know, the most intriguing one to me are the ones that are not listed for obvious reasons. Maybe they'll be up there on Friday. It's what's going to happen with this Titans backfield. Is right. It going to be all Henry? Some of the chatter about 20, 25, 30 touches, or how much is Foreman's number going to be? Because aren't you going to mix him? I don't know if he gets a full series, but he's certainly going to get his number of snaps. That's the most intriguing with all these props here. With receiving yards for A.J. Brown, we talked about that with the giving props on Wednesday with those listed. Check out BetQL.com/props if you want to jump in for this week. Have a chance at winning $2,000, $10,000 grand prize. But the A.J. Brown number, 74.5, looks pretty good to me. I expect him to go over that one. And if you compare A.J. Brown and Ja'Marr Chase, numbers very close to one another. Chase's number is set at 77.5 on FanDuel.
Would you take the over on Chase?
Yeah. Last 3 games, Burrow to Chase, 79% complete, 169 yards per game in the last 3, and 3 touchdowns between them.
Ooh, A.J. Brown, plus 145. You can get plus money for an anytime touchdown.
I like that. I also like the Derrick Henry first touchdown score. Assuming we continue to get good news, plus 460 on the first touchdown score. It just feels like Titans go down the field and they will find a way to give that ball to Derrick Henry over and over until he gets it in the end zone. That I could see myself on that one. I am waiting to see, and we'll probably get this sooner to the game, maybe tomorrow. So the receiving yardage prop is up for, I think, all the games on FanDuel. I haven't seen receptions yet, but I mentioned earlier the Cooper Kupp number. 3 games against Todd Bowles, at least 9 catches in each game. He owns that defense. He owns that. Todd Bowles can't figure out how to stop Cooper Kupp. I'd be interested to see what his reception prop is going to end up with this week. If Cooper Kupp is in a normal range, what do you think? It'll be 7.5?
That's what it was last week.
Yeah, I'll take it over. I would take the over. The yardage is tricky because, you know, some could be shorter passes, red zone stuff. 102 yards is a lot. That's what his total's at right now. But I would take over 7.5 if it sits there.
If you think Cooper Kupp's going to have a good game, you could also look at divisional specials. Most receiving yards for the weekend, he's plus 430.
Is he the favorite?
Yes.
Who else is in that mix? Like, is there any longer shots? So Devontae Adams would intrigue me. 5-1.
Yes. I like that one too. Jamar Chase plus 750. Stephon Diggs plus 14-1. Mike Evans 14-1. Travis Kelce 14-1. Tyreek Hill 16-1. That actually intrigues me. Tyreek Hill. If you think the Chiefs are going to be explosive, that's not bad at 16-1.
Okay. On the Rams Bucks matchup, one name that I'm definitely taking a close look at is Gio Bernard. So how high are his numbers going to be? In their week 3 matchup, Gio had 9 catches for 51 yards on 10 targets. And we know the receivers that Brady's down to, Tyler Johnson, Scotty Miller, Breshad Perriman. Is Fournette going to be out there? At the very least, wouldn't you expect that Gio Bernard is out there for all passing downs? I'm not saying he's going to get 10 targets like he had last time around. But I would think receptions and or receiving yards for Gio Bernard should be pretty good. I don't see him listed right now. They've got Evans, Gronk, Bray, Tyler Johnson all listed, but nothing for Gio Bernard. Maybe they're going to add him late in the week.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting look. That game is a prop game. Kupp. I would go Beckham another touchdown. Odell Beckham's become the red zone target for Matthew Stafford. You can find that at plus 165. I wouldn't be surprised if Beckham finds the end zone again. It's interesting that they found a niche for him. He's not close to the number one. He's not a target they see. I mean, I never would take his yardage prop over. Like, I never know if he's going to have a big game, but he's had a lot of touchdowns with the Rams.
Stafford INT?
Big game, Matthew, throwing a pick?
Yeah, minus 128, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be on yes.
Is Jimmy G pick out there? Because that's been profitable, too.
Oh, you know one's coming.
It has been. I would guess that they're going to juice that one because it happens it just can't. About every game. Minus 148 for yes on Garoppolo. But yeah, I'll be looking at Gio Bernard in this matchup for sure, for sure. What about on the Rams side? You mentioned Kupp for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. What about the usage that we saw from Akers?
Well, how about when he ran Buda Baker over and then kind of taunted him obviously he didn't know he was hurt, but I mean, he just ran him over in that spot near the goal line.
So you think they're going to do that again coming off this injury on a short week?
How many carries did he have?
Well, let me look. I just remember early on in the game, I'm like, are you guys going to give him a breather here or what?
He looked pretty good. He looked pretty good.
He did. He looked really good.
Yeah, I am.
It's also Lord. Cardinals defense. Susceptible to the run.
17 carries, Joe, for 55 yards on Monday. 17.
It felt like it all came in the first half.
He can't have as much of a workload in this game. I
don't think.
I mean, unless they think, well, he's got fresh legs. He hasn't run anywhere since last season.
That's what I think. That's what it felt like they were doing. Michelle had 13 carries. Wow, they ran the ball a lot when they got up. But I would go... Didn't it seem like when the game mattered more, when it was hanging in the balance, and it wasn't long, but when it was still a ball game very early, Akers is their guy. So if this is a close game throughout, I would think they're going to lean on Akers more.
I agree that if he feels good,
and they don't have
the
props up. And so
let me throw a couple in. So that they FanDuel also has a special section this week, divisional round cross game specials. I never saw this particular market before. It's interesting. And there's some ridiculous long shots that, like, you know, 90-1. But let me throw one at you that you tell me if it's too easy. We're always looking to see if we could find some value in something that's like, all right, that seems pretty easy. They have plus 165 on this prop, 40 plus points in each divisional round game. Are any of these games going under 40? Titans-Bengals would be the only one that I could see. And that the total in that game is 47. We talked through this week. We think overs this week. 40?
So basically, you're teasing those 47 totals down a touchdown, right?
Yes.
Could it be a Packers blowout 27-7? 27-10?
Maybe. But that's... That feels light, right? Don't you think the Niners get a couple touchdowns, even if they lose the game by... Like, look at last week's Eagles game, how bad they were. They still scored two touchdowns.
I know the Sunday games are not going under 40.
No. What was the Rams-Cardinals Monday? What was the final score there?
34-11?
So even that went over
34-11.
And the Cardinals were terrible, and that total got over.
Yeah.
I might take that prop.
What are the odds again?
Plus 165 on all division round games to go 40 plus points.
That's not terrible.
Yeah.
Fun bet. Yeah.
Yeah. And these props are usually like, you got to kind of really think through what they're asking you to do here. This one feels almost too good to be true. I like that.
Yes. Which can be dangerous.
Yes. Well, of course.
So other props we're looking at. Well, what about the highest total of the week? Bills, Chiefs. Anything there that really stands out? I got one, and it's what Jim Saunas hit on yesterday. He's getting all the work. It used to be the thing with the Bills. You didn't know what they were going to do with the running backs. But it is the Devin Singletary show. We were seeing him get 80%+ snaps in the final stretch of the season. At times, it'd be more of a split workload. But it happened again last week. 86% of the snaps for Devin Singletary. So I think it's a rare opportunity that you can back a Bills running back here.
I like that one. I'll also throw this out there. I would go over Dawson Knox, 37.5 receiving yards. He had over 100 the last time these two teams played. 37.5? There's obviously a matchup thing there they picked out.
Josh, that touchdown last week, Josh Allen said he was trying to throw it away. And Knox came down with it.
He's good.
It's miraculous. That was a miraculous play. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Really quick, you could also look at Patrick Mahomes plus 430 most passing yards for the weekend on the divisional specials if you think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
You know what I would do? I would take a shot. I would take a shot on Burrow. You think he's going to be chasing?
Down two touchdowns. On that? Yeah, with those receivers, sure.
That's breaks plus 500.
I like Maybe. It. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks for BetQL Daily. Up next, Ed Egros of FanDuel on Divisional Round Weekend on the BetQL Network.